So as mentioned, this should be Lili Nishmas from Moshe Zelig, Ben Reb Zerah HaKohen, who we've been speaking about for the last few minutes, and I'm sure we'll speak about a lot in the future, and his memory and legacy will remain with us forever, Be'ezus Hashem. We're on the third wide line on the Aflamet Beis, on the base, Dinei Momenes Poischin. If you remember, the Mishnah taught us that even though there are some similarities, there are also some very important differences between Dine Momenes and Dine Nefashis. One of them was that we have every agenda when it comes in Dine Nefashis to try and exempt the Baal Din. We have no interest to put him to death, although having said that, as we'll see in a moment, it's a very delicate balance. On the one hand, the Torah clearly says, Ubi Ar Taharo Mikirbecha. You have to exterminate the evil from amongst you. And if somebody clearly is a Mechalel Shabbos, for example, and he needs to be got rid of. No question about it. But nonetheless, we also have, if you remember, we discussed this on Amud Aleph, the pasuk that says, Vehitzilu Ha'edah. One has to do everything, and this is the Torah's mandate, to do everything, absolutely everything you can to try and save him. That's not the case in the case of Dine Momenes. Firstly, it does not say Vehitzilu Ha'edah in the case of Momenes. And as you'll remember, we pointed out last time, in Dine Momenes, it's always one against the other. So if you save one, you're obligating the others. You're not really achieving anything. But over here, when you're talking about Dine Nefashis, it's not one person against somebody else. It's just simply a question of do we or don't we put him to death? So under circumstances like that, we're trying everything we can to try and exempt him. So this is now going to be the subject of the Gemara. What in fact do we do? How do we begin the case by trying to exempt him? So have a look at the Gemara. On the third wide line, the Gemara says, Dine Momenes Poischin. That is a reference to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that when it comes to Momenes, we will begin the debate amongst the Dayanim in either direction. We're quite happy to start either with the possibility that somebody's innocent or guilty. Whatever we start is good. But in the case of Dine Nefashis, how will we begin the discussion? We begin the discussion lizchus. And if you remember, we discussed there because we definitely have a principle, first impressions last. So if I begin the Bezdin, if I begin the whole trial by examining, by exploring the possibility he's innocent, then there's obviously more of a statistical chance that's the way it'll end up. Whereas first impressions last, if we begin exploring the possibility he's guilty, then that may become entrenched in my head, and that becomes the impression I have, and it's very hard afterwards to back down. So, what does that mean in practical terms? How do we begin trying to veer the case in the direction of Zuchus? So, look at the Gemara. Dine, Momenes, on the third wide line, Poischin, we begin Momenes in either direction, but Nefashos, we begin in the direction of Zuchus. Says the Gemara, Heichi Amrinon. What exactly do we say? What will be our opening line? Remember, the Edim walk in, they give their testimony. Now it's up to the Dayanim to cross-examine the Edim after they've given their testimony, to cross-examine them, to discuss how will we launch the case in order to be poiseach lizchus. Look at Rashi on the last, the very last narrow line. Says Rashi on the last line, Heichi Omrinon. What exactly do we say, bepsichas zchus? How exactly would we begin by being poiseach zchus to try and find him innocent? Kishakibru eiduson shel edim. Having accepted and heard the testimony of the witnesses, v'darshum v'chokrum, we've done our drisha v'chakira, we've cross-examined them. Now, uboin lisa v'litein. Now we have to debate the case. Heichi amrinon lule edim. What would I say to the edim? Again, I've heard the eders, I've asked them the questions. What will I now do to try and steer the case in a direction of zechus, as the Mishnah dictates? So look back in the Gemara, says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda, Hachi Amrinon Lahu. This is what I must say to the Eidim. Three words. Mi yeimar kedekomritu. Is that really true the way you say it? So we've asked them a question, and they both come and they testify that yes, we saw Reuven be Mechalal Shabbos, and it was in Bet Shemesh, and it was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was a Nachal Ayalon, and he was driving a car, and we gave him Hasra. We presented our whole case. Fine. So how do the Dayanim now respond? How will they launch this trial whilst attempting to lean it in the case of in the direction of Zechus? We'll respond by saying, by sort of crushing the Eidim, by saying, really? Is that really true the way you said it? Maybe you're just lying through your teeth. Maybe this is a very well orchestrated case where the two of you have plotted and planned. You know, when I was a kid, we used to have a Shabbos afternoon boys group. We all used to meet and we used to say Tehillim and have Nash and sing and play games. One of the favorite games was called Eidim Zeimimin, where two boys had to go out the room and they had to try and contrive and plan a particular case, and they're going to be Eidim and Beis Din, and then one of them comes in and then the other one comes in, and all the other boys had to cross-examine them, and the question was, could you now try and find a discrepancy? In other words, the better they prepared, then the less likely it was you'll find a discrepancy. So this is what we're doing over here as well. We're accusing them straight off the bat by saying, Mi Yemar, who says that this is exactly what happened? Maybe this is not what happened. Maybe really the two Edim have really decided to make a whole Hazama. Look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Mi Yemar kedekamritu. On the first white line, Shema be'etza bosem. Maybe you've come be'etza. What does it mean, be'etza? Eitza doesn't mean advice. It means with a plot, with a plan. Like we have the pasuk, Rabbis machshavos belavish va'atzas Hashem hisokum. What does va'atzas Hashem hisokum? It doesn't mean the advice. It means the plan. Maybe you've come with some type of plan, with some type of plot. Vezu hi psichas hatzola lazer. And this is beginning the case of hatzola. Remember, why is Rashi using that word hatzola? Because the Torah does say v'hitzilu ha'eda. We have a mandate from the Torah to try and save this particular individual, unless he's proved guilty beyond any shadow of a doubt. So how do we begin the defense or the saving of this individual by, as it were, attacking the Edim? And we say to the Edim, yes, your Eda sounds very sound, but maybe you came be'etzah. Maybe you came be'etzah. Maybe this has all been planned and this is all being contrived by the two of you. And if so, the Eidos is really pasul. That's how we begin. In other words, we're immediately putting the Edim, as it were, on the back foot, on the defensive. Says the Gemara, Omalei Ula, says Ula in response to Rabbi Yehuda, V'ho chasminon lehu, question mark. What does the chasminon mean? We have a pasuk, Lo sachsoim sher bedisha, do not muzzle. You're muzzling the Edim, you're stifling them. Is that how they translate it, Rabbi Yosef?
Yes, exactly, muzzle.
So how do they explain the Gemara's question?
Well, sorry. Note 24. When the witnesses hear the judges openly challenging their credibility, they will be intimidated and will be tempted to retract their testimony during the brief period in which testimony may be retracted.
In accordance with Rashi.
Rashi.
Right, they quote Rashi. Look at Rashi on the second wide line. V'ha kachasmin anuhu chaismin anu espihem. We are stifling them, their mouths. Everything they have just said, we're being extremely, as it were, hostile and challenging their credibility. Kasha'onu makhishin oisam. When we now, as it were, argue with them, we makhish them. We've had this word makhish a number of times. What does it mean, makhish? To contradict. They're saying that this is what we saw. And we're now challenging that. Maybe it's not what you saw. Maybe it's all untrue and you've come as a plot, as an eitzah. V'yachzeru bohen. And they will then backtrack. B'toich kedei dibur. What does it mean, b'toich kedei dibur? B'toich kedei dibur, we know from many areas of halacha, that you can defend, you can retract something as long as it's within a very short space of time. We have a principle that essentially Edim cannot retract. Rabbi said this is a very important halacha. If two Edim come to Beis Din and they say, this is what we saw, and they give all the details of the case, they cannot now later on say, actually, it's not true. No such thing. But if they retract, toich kedei dibur, what does that mean, toich kedei dibur, immediately? Imagine if a month ago you would have counted Sfira Sa'ima and you would have said the wrong day. Can you retract? The answer is if you retract immediately, and I say today is the 17th day of the Omer, 18th. So that's fine. And the bracha you made will take effect on that Omer. But if I say I retract only 5 minutes later, or to be perfectly honest, even 5 seconds later, I've missed that Toich Kedei Dibur, so that there's now a disconnect between my counting of the Omer and the bracha. So too over here as well, if Edim give testimony in Beis Din, once you've passed the period called Toich Kedei Dibur, which is a very, very short time. What is Toich Kedei Dibur, by the way? The Gemara says it's as long as it takes to say the words Shalom Olecho Moiri V'Rebbe. Peace unto you, my master, my Rebbe. Now, how long does that take? 3 seconds. So let's just consider it to be 3 seconds. Following 3 seconds after the end of their testimony, they cannot retract. It's too late. But toich kedei dibur, if it's within 3 seconds, then they can. So this is the Gemara's question. If the Edim have presented their Eidos, and you immediately come on them, come down on them like a ton of bricks, and you challenge them in a very hostile way. Oh, who says this is really credible? Who says you're telling the truth? Maybe, what might they say? They might feel so intimidated, they might say, okay, fine, we're retracting. Is that a fair way of treating Eidos? It's true, like I said before, we have a very delicate balance. It is true we are trying to be Mekayim, the mandate of V'hitzilu Ha'edo, to try and save him, but is that a fair way of doing, literally stifling the Edim to the extent that they may go and backtrack? Says the Gemara, yes, what's the problem? On the fourth line, velichsimu, velichsimu, yes, let us stifle them. What's the problem? Miloi Tanya, have we not learned in the Brisa? Look at what we do to these Edim in order to try and disband the Edus. Have we not learned in the Brisa? It says, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, we actually drag the Edim, we cause them to travel from place to place to place. We drive them crazy. In order they should get to Treifus Hadas. What does it mean, Treifus Hadas? Imagine if you've come to present your Edus and you're just about to start and they say, sorry, Beis Din adjourned, we're actually going to Yerushalayim. Okay, we schlep all the way to Yerushalayim. We get to Yerushalayim, sorry, it's going to happen in Haifa. Okay, we schlep to Haifa. Sorry, it's going to take place in Netanya. Eventually the Edom will go crazy. Yeah, so finish, forget it, we're not interested. Tremendous chidush. But look at the extent that we go in order that the Edom should retract. So therefore, why are you so surprised When the Gemara says that we doubt their credibility when we say to them, are you really authentic? Maybe you just made this up. What's the problem? You're going to cause them to backtrack? Huh, we do much worse things than that. Why not? Look at Rashi. Mi lo itanya mesayin. Hoyu bezdin eso edim. The bezdin would cause the edim to travel koidim kabolas edos. From place to place, from room to room, when they come to testify, they're just about to give over their testimony. What do we say to them? No, sorry, we cannot be makabel your edus over here. Elo kan. Rather, we have to go elsewhere. Fine, they go elsewhere. And then the same thing happens. V'chein mishom l'mokam acher, to third place, until such point where literally the Edom say, listen, I've had enough. I've gone to Haifa, I've gone to Bet Shemesh, I've gone to Yerusha. Wherever I go, they're dragging me all over the show. I'm going to backtrack. So you see that we go to such incredible lengths in order to cause the Edom to rescind their Edus. So therefore, why are you so surprised, says the Gemara, that once they've eventually given their edus, now we challenge their credibility and we say to them, oh, did you really see this? Maybe you've just contrived this. Yeah, but you're going to cause them to backtrack. Okay, what's the problem? Says the Gemara, no, it's still unfair. Says the Gemara, me, Domi. Is it comparable to challenge their credibility is worse than to schlep them from place to place? Why is it worse? Hosam memeila komidhu. Over there, it's memeila, it's an automatic consequence of my schlepping them around that midhu they're going to be put off. But I'm not positively coming, challenging them directly. Rather, I'm making the circumstances so uncomfortable that memeila, that's maybe inevitable, or that's what may end up happening. But over here, hocha, kodochinon luhu biyodayim, question mark. But over here, you're positively pushing them off with your bare hands. So therefore, it's true. We go to great lengths to try and put the edim off. But in the case of where you schlep them from place to place, I didn't, as it were, challenge the Edim directly. Rather, I made the circumstances so uncomfortable that eventually they're going to say, finish, I've had enough. But having presented the Edim now to come and challenge them directly and say, we are not 100% convinced about your credibility, maybe of making it up, that's too direct a challenge. Says Rashi, Anan dachinon lehu. Over here, we're literally pushing them away. Who says we can do this? Veksiv ubi'ar tohoro. Now remember, this is the extremely delicate balance that we mentioned before. Yes, on the one hand, we have a pasuk v'hitzilu ha'edo, we're trying to save him. But on the other hand, we have a pasuk ubi'ar tohoro. We do, at the end of the day, have a mandate from the Torah. We have to exterminate all evil. So surely there must be some limitation. Imagine the Edim would come to Bezdin and they'd present their Edus, and it seems the world to be very credible and very sound, and we would just literally pick them up by the scruffs of their necks and throw them out of Bezdin. What are you doing to us? Well, the Torah says, v'hitzilu eso edo. So we all understand, I'm sorry, you've crossed the red line. It's true, it says Vitzilo Sueda, but it also says exterminate evil. And if you've got no good grounds yet to suggest that the Edim are tricksters, then how can you just ignore them? So too over here, when the Edim have now given their Edus to now challenge them directly and say, oh, we think you're making it up. I'm sorry, that's a violation of Ubi Aratohara. If the Edim have not yet given them the Edus, fine, so we want to test their stamina. We schlep them here, we schlep them there, we schlep them everywhere. And if they're still willing to give Edus after that, okay, so that clearly shows us they're telling the truth. And if not, they get pushed off. Okay, that was a consequence, but that wasn't direct. So if that's the case, the Gemara is leaving off with a question. What was the original question? How do we begin this court case, Litzad Zchus? Yes, we have a mandate, Vitzilu Asoeda. So the first suggestion was to directly and in a hostile fashion doubt the credibility of the Edim. The Gemara has rejected that. That can't be. That's unfair. You cannot literally be doicha biyodayim. There must be a more subtle way, perhaps, of leaning the case from the outset, lizchus. And what is that? That Be'ez Hashem, we'll see tomorrow in Miss Hashem.
Right.